Kate Underhill, the manager of the Chapel Hill Farmers Market, said two different kinds of signs were stolen from the market on May 4th, May 25th, and June 9th. Stolen items include permanent vinyl banners that have been placed at the edge of mall property along South Estes Drive for the past 6 years, as well as yard signs that are placed around the neighborhood day of to promote the market, mostly on Fordham Boulevard, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street.
So far, we've had 8 of those stolen and 4 banners. So it's really adding up for us, which is it's just really frustrating.
Underhill said the yard signs were stolen during market hours on 2 different Tuesdays, between 2 and 6:30 p.m. The large vinyl banners were also stolen twice, the first time of which was during market hours.
The most amazing thing to me is that the first day, that May 4th, when the banners were stolen, we were right there. Like, I'm just like, I don't see the banners because I'm like, my tent is on the other side of our van from where they are. And, you know, we're focused on the customers coming in. It was also a really rainy day, so we were, you know, pretty distracted, you know, just trying to keep everybody, all our stuff dry. But they were stolen like 50 feet from where we were.
The Chapel Hill Farmers Market replaced the stolen banners after the first theft. However, Underhill said they were stolen again soon after. She said these repeat offenses are disheartening, as the farmers market's small marketing budget has already been largely exhausted.
It's just dumbfounding to everybody that I speak to. We just can't understand why someone would be doing this to a farmers market. You know, we're just here supporting the local farmers and small businesses that come, they put up their tents and they, you know, they sell their produce and their, you know, food items that they've made, you know, just twice a week. And it's just incredibly frustrating.
While the thefts have been reported to police, Underhill said she hopes the community will help to keep an eye on the signs and report any future suspicious activity.
So we're just hoping that, you know, just by letting people know that this is happening, that if they see someone picking up the signs and it's during our market hours, which are Tuesdays from 3 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon, that that's not the right thing to be doing, that those signs should be staying where they are until our market is done for the day. And maybe they would call the police and let them know what they see.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.